conversation between us is ongoing in my mind. I kind of question how you're assured that we have enough people and enough dollars, because whenever we're in a situation where we're in a meeting or something, you cite dollars and manpower as the reason for you not being able to address the out of control blight that we have in our city. And so I just think it's a contrast. So we sit here tonight, you're saying you can manage it with what we have. But we also sit here knowing that we cannot accommodate the blight that we have in our city. So I'm just curious, you know, what is your thinking, what is your plan moving forward with the people that you have and the dollars that you have? How is that going to work for our city?
I do believe that our code enforcement has been very active. We've been very active in your neighborhood, as you are aware. We've been active throughout the city. I do believe that tonight is to talk about my thing. I believe that what you're discussing is more of an operational aspect of the city, which I take my direct orders or guides from the mayor. I do believe that if we were not doing our job, as you have said on media accounts, and our system is broken, I kind of resent the fact that you feel that way, especially after all we've done in your neighborhood. So I would ask that anything that has to do with operations of the city would be directed, I guess, to the mayor, as I follow his orders. And I do believe that we have put forth an effort to deal with blight. When we average roughly between 20 and 25 homes a year out of our budget to eliminate blight within the city, I do feel that we are doing what is required and what our monies allow us to do. And I do believe that code enforcement is doing their job as far as out on a daily basis, doing what their responsibility is. Again, if we don't do what is required or requested, I do know the mayor will have conversations with me concerning our actions, what we do or we don't do. And so I guess questions concerning the operations of the city or operations of my departments would be referred to the mayor as far as he is the operation or manager of the city.
So let me say, if I may, that I understand you're caught between a rock and a hard place because you're accountable to the mayor. Sounds to me like you've been advised and ordered not to discuss the full financial impact. I don't want to get into operations, but operations directly impact dollars. Dollars is what drives operations. And so you alluded to my neighborhood. We're not talking about my neighborhood, we're talking about Marion. And so to make it a personal thing, it is not that. I can assure you I've said that on more than one occasion. But when you tell me today that you can make it with the dollars, like I say, I'm sure you're caught in the middle. That's what you were told to say, but I want it to be a matter of record here today that clearly, whenever it is addressed, how we cannot facilitate blight and address it collectively, not just for my district, is what you probably meant to say or should have said, but for the city of Marion, it will make it better for all. It's dollar driven. That's what pays your salary. That's what pays the salaries of the individuals. That's what even pays the mayor's salary, who's instructing you what to say. I don't want to put you in the middle of it again, so I will and have said what I need. Definitely, to me, the system is broken. It's broken in that it's not modernized. It's not efficient. When I contact you, the mayor, the chief of staff, and everyone else is in on the emails that we have sent, and I don't think that's efficient. I think that you're capacitated or should be to handle your position. So if we have a mayor and a chief of staff responding to emails from someone with a simple, normal request, I don't see that as efficient. That indicates a broken system to me. It's, they mentioned in the Board of Works just as last week, I believe, the Board of Works mentioned, what is your process for deciding what is torn down? And you kind of weren't able to give that to them. You said, you decide. They alluded that they've had names on the list for forever, and they weren't addressed. The property that you presented with, 108 North Nebraska, or Nebraska, had not been on the list. You actually saw that while you were out demolishing another property, 112. And so those things are indicative of a broken system, in addition to many more. But again, it's not a personal thing. You get offended and you want to say you're offended. Well, if anything, I'm offended for the people of Marion that they're not getting the service that they well deserve. And when we come here to talk about dollars and finance, we're not getting a direct answer. Thank you.
First of all,
no, let me answer. Let me respond. First of all, no one speaks for me. I speak what I want to when I want to. If the emails are addressed to me and to the mayor or whoever, that's fine. I speak for myself. So don't sit up here telling me that I don't speak for myself, that the mayor's told me what to say.
First of all, we need to stay professional. You're talking to me, a city councilwoman. I've not been disrespectful to you. I'm not going to receive that from you. If you want me to pull up the emails showing where they were telling you what to say, I'd be happy to do that.
Please do.
Mr. Fosnight, this has never been about you. And what I'm here, it was about the system. It's not about you. It's the concern of the blight that is getting worse. And that was even acknowledged on the radio on Friday. My question on this budget is that we had a councilman member, Gary Fordyce, that was sitting here at our last council meeting and said that he was assured by the mayor, he left your office that same day and was told that there were going to be additional probate, there are going to be additional code enforcement officers in the budget.
I'll answer that. He wasn't there in part of that conversation. Gary was in my reception area. I said, what would you think if we were able to hire two more people to do code enforcement that would require two more cars? You need to know we're going to be more than $1 million in less revenue coming in for next year. So you can have all these dreams and wish list, but in cold reality, our money is drying up from year to year because our tax dollars are shrinking. So that's the cold hard facts we are dealing with. Where do you make the cuts to add those? Who do I get rid of to add two more people, plus vehicles, plus benefits? Those are the hard calls. That's why we're trying to submit this budget as was last year, because these are the difficult times we're living in. And I want to remind everybody, just 2 or 3 years ago, this department was recognized for the efficiency of removing blight in our community by the state of Indiana. So they're doing a good job. We just have a lot of blight, like most rural communities. And it's not getting better, it's getting worse. You can drive around the neighborhoods. The ones that look a little healthier right now aren't getting healthier, they're deteriorating. This isn't a government problem, this is a people problem. This is a culture problem. We need to change people's minds and cultures and behaviors, because government's not gonna stop this bleeding. We don't have the resources to do that. And you can't dream up the resources. Projections that our dollars are going to dry up from year to year are real, unless we find something that brings in a lot of extra tax money. That's what rural communities are dealing with. The man some of you met, Tom Henry Fort Wayne, said he felt sorry for the rural communities because he knows you don't have any play money, you don't have any extra money. You take care of your basics and you try to do what you think's best and try to take care of as many of the basic problems in your community and services in your community you can take care of with the limited resources you have. So I think his department's done a great job. I think the court system, and anybody that wants to see how the process works has been invited by Kayla Johnson from the neighborhood. She's invited all of them to come and see how the process works. The court systems are backed up. The pandemic didn't do it any justice. It backed it up even further. and it takes a while to get properties through the court system now. So I just want to say that, yeah, operational, a lot of these conversations you're now having in public with Jerry could have been had with me in my office. But very few of you have ever taken me up on meeting me in my office and have.
As well as you come into our council meetings to have these.
No, the council meetings are your council meetings to run. I don't,
yep.
You come to my office.
They're city council.
They're city council.
They're city council. You guys, and I said I'd stay out of your lane and you stay out of mine as well.
There is no lane. It's Maryland.
There's a separation of powers which the four of you don't understand.
Oh, no, we understand. Just like you have sent emails, Mayor, to her, telling her that you will change the times of our meetings.
No, I said, can we change? It's her call. I went with her call.
You went on record saying you're doing everything.
Operational, here it is. Operational issues fall under the mayor, not the city council.
There's a problem with it.
And you should be coming in and having conversations with me, not with going to the department. It's my call in, not their call. This budget is my budget.
He just told me he was capable. Now you're saying it's your call.
When it comes down to what you're receiving right now, it's the mayor's call. It always has been. That's something you should look into. It's always the mayor's call what's budget gets submitted.
Mayor, you know very well, I'm well aware of the process.
That's true, you're part of that.
In your mind, what you're saying.
You keep weaving in and out of operational. These four people have been weaving in and out.
Mr. Mayor, that is not appropriate.
I'm just stating.
It is not us four people. We are a council as a whole.
I mean, honestly, you're attacking me and I'm sitting here being very quiet. I mean, how do you justify that?
Here's the deal. Either we get back to operational stuff and you get to the budget, or we don't need to do these. That's why most communities don't, because.
How do you operate without money?
We get by with the budget we're submitting.
So you can operate everything you do without money?
We get by with the budget we're given.
Operations are driven by dollars.
Okay.
And so to separate those is just a false narrative. In response to you, Commissioner Fasnacht, I said about the efficiency of your office, you challenged me to refer to an email. If you go back to email on April the 19th, I said, did you get my message about 3401 South Torrance? You said you received it and you'll be putting it on a list. Then I said, thank you for your response. I elaborated. The next narrative goes, I would suggest that Jerry, it's from Mike Flynn, cityofmarion.in.gov. I would suggest that Jerry respond with something to this effect. He goes on to verbalize
okay.
it later.
I get this.
So you're going to interrupt me when I'm telling the truth. I didn't interrupt you, what you were saying. You don't come and interrupt me. We need to stop this and handle business.
Right.
And you, for some reason, I want to ask you, what are you scared of or what are you hiding?
Nothing. I'm just
okay.
about operations.
Okay,
and
time
I wish
is
that
going
the
to
council would not be getting in my operational lane. Just stay in your fiduciary role and quit stepping into day-to-day operations. You accept a budget, you say, here's your budget, and then we work with whatever you give us.
Yes, stay in your lane.
I do.
It sounds like something the kids say.
You guys aren't working with me. You don't have my best interest at heart. I don't think four of you did.
How do you figure that?
We just voted you an extra
$65,000.
It should be no different than the way it's been.
No other city does this. You asked Mayor Rock, and he said he told you, nor would I do this.
We are not in Mayor Rock. We are in Marion, Indiana, and we're responding to what we believe is the best for the citizens of Marion. You want to make it a personal thing because you don't want to talk about the business. We're here tonight to conduct business. You're disruptive to our meeting. You stand up. You're disruptive and you're rude. And we're just trying to conduct business and get answers.
This is a picture you're trying to paint. But it's you against me. You don't want me to be successful. You keep wanting to do operations. And that's not your role. You're the fiduciary. Just do your role. Council people have said the same thing.
I have a question for you, Mayor. You alluded to me as being one of the ones against you. What have I done to try to do your operations?
Well, when we were doing the CARES Act, you wanted to tell me what to do with it.
I wanted to tell
you
what to do?
You guys provided me until you found out.
Excuse me. We was in a committee.
Look, this is not the forum. You guys do your job. Really, this is, you just have to put on a certain.
I tell you what, here's what needs to be done. You need to do your job as the mayor of the city of Marion and look out what's best for the city. That's what I feel. Since you're asking, you're saying how you feel.
No, stop, guys.
Point of order. Mr. Henderson.
That's a good deal.